Hi, my name is Haley McLaughlin, and today I'm going to be talking about an article written by Rose McCaffrey called What to Watch When You Finish Finals. Rose talks about some other recommendations from other students. A couple of shows recommended by one of our classmates, who is also one of my teammates, is Sarah. She recommends the shows Cheer, The Office, and a show called I Am Not Okay With This. I have actually never heard of I Am Not Okay With This, but I have watched The Office. I've never completely finished the show, but I do find it a show to be, like, really funny just to kind of watch every once in a while on my free time. And I have to say the show Cheer, which is about a really competitive gymnastics team, a really competitive cheer team for, I want to say it was a community college from my memory, and I didn't even realize it until the end of the show, but it kind of just shows how even though a school is not Division I or Division II, they can still be outstanding in certain things, and in this case, it was a school of a very low division that was one of the top cheer teams in the country, and I kind of liked how throughout the show they would individually interview the different cheerleaders and they would explain their backstory behind their life and how they were personally affected when joining cheer and what it has done for them. And I honestly would have to say it was one of the best shows I've seen. I think it was kind of unfortunate that it was not a show with multiple seasons. So I kind of wish it went on a little longer. I would totally rewatch it. But I definitely agree with Sarah that that is a great show to watch when everyone is done with their schoolwork. Another show that she is looking forward to watching is The Outer Banks, which I have had a couple of friends watch. And I haven't looked into it with much detail as to what it is about, but it really does sound like something that is eye-catching for teenagers, especially college students, because it's just one of those TV shows where I've heard from many people that it is a show that some people may not ever be able to relate to, but some can, and I think that's one of the reasons why some shows are so popular is because of personal connections people have. And so what I'm going to do is actually bring in who I will call a special guest, is my younger sister, Aurora McLaughlin, and she can also share what her favorite shows are or what she would recommend. Do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Aurora. I'm 11 years old, and I'm in 5th grade.
And so, basically, I was just talking about an article discussing what different shows on Netflix people should watch when they're done with their online schoolwork. Do you have any personal favorite shows on Netflix that you think other people should maybe think about watching when they're done with their finals?
One I would probably recommend is Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. I think. No, wait, it's on Hulu.
Okay, we can get back to that, but do you want to mention a show that's on Netflix?
One show that's on Netflix that I like is Schitt's Creek. It's about a wealthy family that has suddenly gone bankrupt, and they have only one property left that they once bought as a joke, Schitt's Creek, and they have to go live there and experience being poor and not having as much money as they had before with the huge house.
Who is the Schitt's Creek family? Like, what's your favorite part of them?
The Rose family is, well, it's Moira Rose, who's like an actor or actress. And then there's Johnny Rose, who does a bunch of videos, like, owns a video company. And then their kids, Alexis Rose, she is, like, she always, like, travels the world, but now she can't. And David Rose kind of just hangs out, and he opens up his own store that he turned a general store into his own apothecary.
And do you know how many seasons that show is? No. Well, I think from my memory that show is pretty long, and I know that Schitt's Creek is also one of my personal favorite shows. It's extremely funny. I think it kind of has the same sort of comedy background as Modern Family, except it doesn't include the individual interviews with each character in the show. But Schitt's Creek is definitely one of my top five favorite shows on Netflix, so I think Rory and I could both say that we recommend that to anyone once they're done with their schoolwork. Do you have maybe another show that people might like?
Well, like I was saying before, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that's not on Netflix, it's on Hulu, but it's kind of like The Office, but instead of an office, it's based around, it focuses on detectives that work in an NYPD precinct, and Detective Jake Peralta is, like, one of the best detectives in the 99, but he's kind of like a rule breaker until a new captain comes, Captain Raymond Holt. That's when he realizes he has, like, a lot to actually learn, and he has also his own problems out of work, and so does a bunch of other members, which Captain Holt's assistant Gina ends up trying to fix.
And do you know how many seasons that show is?
I don't know exactly, but I'm pretty sure it's around 10.
Well, yeah, I do think it was a long show, but that is definitely a show to binge, considering each episode is pretty short. Do you have any last requests for any shows? Maybe something that's not, that wasn't as recently released, but maybe something that has been sitting on Netflix for a while that people might think about going to?
Well, maybe Stranger Things, because it's not that new, but still not a lot of people probably have finished it or even watched it. And
do you think that's because it kind of comes off as just a kids' show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because it's about just a bunch of teenagers that, like, they have, like, a normal life and a bunch of stuff, but then they, one of the kids, Mike Wheeler, comes across this girl that was raised in a laboratory, and she has, like, the psychic powers, and, Mike and a bunch of his friends try to take care of her and figure out that this place called the Upside Down has their friend that got kidnapped, and they just try to help Elle but also help their friend.
Cool. And I also have to agree that Stranger Things is one of my favorite shows. I honestly am, I'm a fan of horror movies, and I can watch them, but I do have to admit that when I watched the first episode of Stranger Things, I could not watch it alone, and I think that was just because it was very creepy, and a lot of things tend to jump out of nowhere, but I am happy that Aurora got me into that show, because it's definitely one of my favorites. So, thanks for telling us what shows you would recommend. Do you know when you're going to be done with your schoolwork online?
Hopefully soon, but I don't really know.
And do you have a list of shows that you plan to binge once you're done?
Yep.
Well, so do I. And thanks for sharing us your thoughts, Rory. And I hope everyone enjoyed listening to this podcast.